ولا أمور. من التضال هو رجال غروب.
I see peace in her eyes and I see hope in her smile. With love as a friend of mine.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Breath of life is in her kiss, and a million stars touch my lips. I will fly with the winds of time.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
With love as a friend of mine.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to Birth of a New Earth. My name is Janice Barcello. I'm going to be your host for the show today here at Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm really happy to be part of this station. I know we've had a complaint this week from one of the listeners about people, you know, the hosts on this station are talking about the Jews. Well, you're damn flipping right we are. And that's because people need to wake up to who is doing this. Before I continue, I would like to ask everybody to consider donating to this station. I think this is one of the only places where you can go where people are not holding back on naming the Jew, where people refuse to curtail to the system that's telling them what they can say, what kind of information they can share. Please support us, folks. We really need your support. And on a personal level, I could really use your support. I mentioned last week that I have to move at the end of September. I had one of my listeners reach out with a potential rental. I haven't seen it yet. I have to go take a look at it to make sure the radiation levels are appropriate. So I'm just going to put it out again in case that particular rental doesn't work out. I really do need a radiation safe place to live with me and my cat. I want it to be in a rural place, not in a... I would like to avoid suburban places because, as we've seen, they're just blowing places up. They are just murdering people outright without any hesitation, without any, you know, feeling of remorse, concern, or guilt about who they slaughter. And, of course, cities and suburban areas are going to be targeted and can easily be targeted at any moment. So I'd like to avoid such places so that I can make it through to the other side of this. You know, I'm one of the people that works very, very hard to avoid the smart technology because I know what it can do. I've written books about this. I know that it's murderous weaponry. I also know that it is being activated full throttle to take out entire, you know, several mile areas and everything alive within those areas. And this is what happened on Maui. I just learned today that they have installed smart meters on boats. Did you all know that? That's right. There are smart boats with smart meters. And my friends, that is how they blew up the boats. That is why the boats were on fire. There's no other explanation. They activated smart technology to detonate the boats. We had a situation with people sitting in their cars on Front Street in Lahaina and the cops preventing them from leaving the area. And shortly thereafter, cars started exploding. Do you understand that this is because of your GPS systems and all of the other wireless technology you have in your smart cars? That they can just blow you up at any second? And this is what happened to the people in Lahaina. The only ones who could get through that were people who were not in smart cars, people who had older vehicles that couldn't be blown up. And this is also why they didn't want people leaving the area, because it would not look good if cars started blowing up all over the island. You see, so the cars had to be contained in one area so that they could then say the cars exploded because of climate change and because of the quote-unquote wildfire. You understand how the game is being played, and that your home is actually a death trap because of everything that you have allowed to come into your home in the form of wireless technology. I'm wondering, you know, like, how serious does this have to get for me to get through to people? How serious does the situation have to become for people to take this issue seriously? We are at war with a species that does not belong on the earth. They are intruders. Their goal is to conquer this earth. They do not have feelings, and they do not give a flip how many people, how many pets, how many plants, how many trees, how many birds, how many insects they incinerate. They do not care. They are monsters. Quite literally. And when I say the word monster, I am talking about entities that are not created by the real creator. They are not part of organic creation. They are Lucifer's babies. They are Lucifer's creations. And they are mutant beings that are extremely deadly, dangerous. And we have to get this through our thick heads. Like, I'm sure at this point that the people on Maui are absolutely terrified to speak about what actually happened. You think that they don't know that they were attacked, that this was not natural? They do know. But, yeah, they should be terrified, because these creatures are in charge of the government. Josh Green, Peggy Hall calls him Green New Deal. He's a kike, right? Brian Schatz, the senator of Hawaii, he's a kike. The mayor, he's got a fake last name. And if you look at that guy, I want you to notice the hand signals when they're giving a press conference. If you look at the mayor, it is super clear. This guy is mafia. He looks part Hawaiian and part Jew. And he looks like a mafia hitman if ever I have seen one. And this is the government. These are the people who are running the show in Hawaii. Not only that, you know, as I research, I'm writing a blog about this, because nobody, you know, to date, I haven't seen anything in writing about who done it, who's behind this. People will talk about Josh Green and never mentioning the fact that he's a kike, right? That's not being talked about. But it is being talked about in my blog. And of course, I have to go to Jewish sources. They don't expect us to read these things, but they're readily available. And I have to go to these sources to find out what the Jews are saying, what the Jews are doing. I did find out that there were many Israeli Jews in Lahaina, and that there were some 3,000 Jews on the island that are a part of the Chabad Lubavitch cult. I'm sure there were more than that on the island, because when I lived there, there were a lot of Jews. A lot. They were swarming. The Chabad Lubavitch cult is a very, very dangerous group. This is what I would call the Jewish mafia. And they, you know, they function like AI, dear friends. They really do. They are robot. They are human-looking robots that behave in accordance with the information. I'm trying to find the words to express what I understand and know at this point. They are being given the information about how to take over the earth from their AI overlord, who is Lucifer. They are constantly receiving updated information about what to do next. And this is how they've always functioned. This is why they carry out their goals over many centuries. Because they're receiving the data and instructions about what to do next all the time. What are the next steps? There was one story that I read about, and this is all going to be in my blog. By the way, I'm not giving out the web address to my blog. People have to find it on their own. I do encourage you, if you'd like to read the blog that I'm writing about Maui, to email me privately at JaniceBarcello@yahoo.com and let me know that you'd like to receive the link to the blog I'm writing about Maui. I did read one story about an Israeli Jew that allegedly had 7 businesses in Lahaina that were torched. Okay, so as you read the article, you're going to find out that this guy, there's a picture of him in the article. He doesn't look like he's grieving at all, at all. He looks rather smug in the picture as he stands in front of the demolition of Lahaina. And it is Lahaina, not Lahaina. It's Lahaina. Okay? So he says that he's not feeling, you know, too much emotion about the loss of 7 businesses, and that he is only enthusiastic about rebuilding. Of course, this is Jew speak for their intention to turn Lahaina into a smart city, and in fact to turn all of Maui into the first smart island controlled by AI. They're not hiding this. Ever since, you know, Josh Green, the Jew, was brought into the governor's office at the beginning of 2023, he has enacted several laws to make it possible for them to take ancestral Hawaiian lands that had previously been protected. and to utilize them for the smart development. And certainly incinerating the homes and properties of the Native Hawaiians that lived in the area will make his job much, much easier. Now, I want to continue about this guy, but I also want to say that Lahaina is, I told you last week that Maui is shaped like a woman. What they do to try to cover up the real history of Maui and Hawaii in general is they change stories. Okay, so now they've come up with a Hawaiian male god named Maui, who's a trickster, and they make movies, you know, these Jewish-made movies about this alleged Hawaiian god that nobody in Hawaii that I'm aware of ever worshipped. I don't know when this creature got invented. Okay, but I will say, Maui is shaped like a woman. And I told you the story that the island across the way is shaped like a fetus. And the body of water between the two is called Alalakeiki. It means the weeping child. And the legend says the child is weeping because it's been separated from its mother. Okay, why am I saying this? Because I want you to understand, Lahaina is located at her head, at the pineal gland, at the frontal lobe. All right, the frontal lobe is the part of our brain that connects us to source consciousness. It is the part of our brain through which we can receive information through from our creator and from creation itself. This part of the brain is being targeted for destruction through the use of cell phones. You hold that device right next to your frontal lobe. And this is why people are getting brain tumors. Not just the phones, the smart meters are a big player in the creation of brain tumors. And they're not just getting, you know, normal brain tumors. They're getting what's called glioblastomas. Glial cells are also said to be the seat of human consciousness. And the Jews are harvesting human glial cells to operate their robots. That's what they're building the robots from, human glial cells. They're building these things with human consciousness, with our cells. And our cells are becoming cancerous, our glial cells. And people are dying. Young people, children, are developing glioblastomas, brain tumors. So there's a symbolism to the area they targeted, because obviously they're aware that there's about to be a leap in human consciousness that will enable everybody on this earth to see the truth and to remember the true history of this earth. They will see the Jews for what they are. Everybody will know, everybody that's left alive. So the Jews are aware of this and are now terrorizing the earth to try to prevent that leap in human consciousness. We'll be back right after the break, folks. I'm sorry.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
All right, welcome back, everybody. So I just want people to understand that there is a symbolism in the area that was targeted. Now, I don't know if the Jews are actually aware of this, but I'm sure that their overlord is. And this is a message from him that he's not going to give up easy. He's got a lot of minions on this planet. I mentioned last week that the Jews are now using their sperm to create artificial reproductive babies, IVF babies. So we got a lot of alien genetics running through people's bodies. And those genetics can be activated at any given time. It's very important for us to understand the nature of what we're dealing with, because it's the only way we're going to create a victory. I still want to come back to that guy I was talking about before, but I also want to say that the Hawaiian people are very powerful spiritually. Now, you know, they've been hit extremely hard over the last 150 years by the Jewish-run American government. And now they've been hit even harder. with what they just did to Lahaina. Lahaina was filled with mostly Native Hawaiian families. That land was in Hawaiian bloodlines for generations. It used to be the capital of the Hawaiian nation, Lahaina. So we're talking about a lineage of Hawaiian kings and queens, and you know, it has real deep significance to the Hawaiian people. And they're not going to take it laying down in terms of these other creatures coming in and just, you know, rebuilding in their own image. And you can hear Josh Green talking about building in their own image. And he's not talking about the Hawaiian image. He's talking about the Jew image. The Jew image is the uglification and toxification of everything. And if they get away with building the smart city and turning Maui into a smart island, nothing will be alive. Everything will die. So I don't know if the Hawaiian people understand this, but I do know that they're very powerful spiritually. There's a story about the Hawaiian people on Molokai when Kamehameha, who was, he was an intruder also, basically trying to take over all of Hawaii. And when he went to try to conquer Molokai, the Hawaiian people basically prayed. They do what's called pules. Pules are Hawaiian chants, where they use, you know, the Hawaiian language is based mostly on vowels. And it's a very powerful language, the use of sound can be utilized to transform reality. And basically, long story short, they prayed these people to death. And Molokai was never conquered. Molokai still is not conquered. I don't even think there's a traffic light on the whole island. The island has not opened itself, nor the people there, to the influx of Jewish-led, what we call technocracy. That's the world we live in, the Jewish creation of the technocratic world. It's a toxic overlay. It's a murderous overlay over God's creation. But the people on Molokai didn't let it happen. You still haven't let it happen. Why am I saying this? Because I think by them hitting the Hawaiian people, they may have made a very big mistake. And as the Hawaiian people awaken to who it is, which they do not know, I tried to make contact with a couple of people in the Hawaiian nation. And I did talk to one of them, but they're not now responding to my emails or my calls because what I told them obviously scared the daylights out of them. And it's going to take a little time. Oh my God, I've got to get a break again. Shoot, we'll be right back. I'm sorry. We're invited to live our divinity. It's the birth of a new way on planet Earth. We welcome this new day on planet Earth. It's the birth of a new way on planet Earth. We welcome this new day on planet Earth.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button. Like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United
with
States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Jump right back in, folks. Welcome back. Before I continue, please again let me ask for financial support for this station. And also, if you could consider supporting me in my efforts at this time, especially because I need to raise funds for my move, please go to birthofanewearth.com and donate. That would really help me a lot, or join my ministry, or buy a book, or, you know, buy one of my webinars. There's a lot of things to choose from on my website, and I would really value your support. So I was saying that the Hawaiian people, Francis, I see you there, please hold on. The Hawaiian people are very powerful spiritually. Their prayers, because they use the power of sound to transform reality, I think they hold a key to how we're going to get these creatures off the earth. I have said for a very long time, Chance, I see you there too, please hold the line. I have said for a very long time, I think that we're going to need to use sound and the power of our voice to transform the vibrational patterning of this reality. Meaning, we have to create a vibrational area in which these creatures cannot survive. They will have to be beamed back to their home planet, wherever that is, and quarantined there for the rest of eternity. All right, but it's up to us to set that in motion. And I had a very strong feeling that the Hawaiian people are going to be instrumental in this transformation and the use of the Hawaiian language in particular. So I just want to share that. And I still want to talk about that guy, but let me take the callers. Francis, what would you like to say?
Hey, young lady. Good to hear from you. In your commentary earlier, you reminded me of a film in the description of these people. The film back in the 90s or 80s or whatever called They Live with Rowdy Rod Piper.
Yes.
They killed him. And that was eerie. Pardon?
They killed him too. You know that, right?
Oh, he lost his life?
I think he died, and I think they murdered him. I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly.
Well, that's certainly one way of calling the,
Well, that film was an accurate representation of what we're dealing with. These creatures look human. They can shapeshift. And there are people that, there are people that have been abducted by these Luciferian creatures and have seen them shapeshift into reptiles.
Well, that's the interesting thing, because whenever I hear people talk about the reptiles that are we're having issue with and so forth, or reptilian or whatever, and I'm thinking to myself, so we look for their slitted eyes, And I start to think about it, and you know something?
What?
Reptilian animals, whether they be in humanoid form or whatever, are not the only ones that have slitted eyes. There's another species that also has slitted eyes. You know which one that is?
Well, lizards.
Well, aside that, I'm talking about felines, cats. They also have slitted eyes.
Felines are not a lizard race. Lizards?
I know they're not.
Lizards, reptiles will eat their young.
Well, I'll give you that.
They're a different species, a different type of creature. They don't have what's called the limbic brain that allows, cats and other humans, some humans, not many anymore, that to nurture their young.
Mm-hmm.
Cats are amazing mothers. Amazing.
That's an understatement.
Yeah. And dogs, they have a limbic system like we do. Of course, our limbic system has been seriously damaged because of what happens to us at birth. So we lose a lot of our capacity to love.
That, unfortunately, is very true. Especially since there is a disconnect spiritually, as far as the connections are concerned, or the empathic aspects are concerned, when they become disrupted, it really causes a chaotic mess to occur as far as the person is concerned. So,
it's causing a chaotic mess in our whole world right now. Without love, there's...
Well, you have a great weekend. Stay comfortable.
No, not right now. We cannot. We've got to be on hyper alert, friends, and dealing with these issues. Yes. Thank you so much, Francis. I appreciate your comment.
Take care. Play hard.
Take care, hon. Chance, what would you like to say?
Yes. Hello, Denise. Can you hear me fine?
I'm sorry, what?
Can you hear me fine?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, because I'm on the landline now. Did they say that Roddy Piper died of a heart attack? Was that the story?
I don't remember. I'm pretty sure he died, though. And if he died of a heart attack, they used the same weaponry they've been using for a long time. I mean, this is what took out Dresden in Germany, this weaponry.
Right, induced heart attack, sure. Our biggest obstacle is this. I'm convinced that there are demons in human form among us. And there's so many examples coming out now. You could see it in their speech. And that's the biggest obstacle. People can't seem to grasp that spiritual side of it. I'll give you an example. I was listening to Jeff Rentz, and he played a clip of this woman, Melinda Moore. I don't know if she was from the NIH or the CDC. He actually stated how beneficial the shots are. And here we got millions of people dropping dead. Can you imagine the chutzpah to come out with a straight face and say this when people are dropping dead? It's got to tell you something, that there's pure evil, and it's like they're rubbing our nose in it. It can only get more atrocious than evil.
I remember Rochelle Walensky, before she stepped down, and I'll tell you why in a minute, but Rochelle Walensky was also salivating when they got the shots ready to give to the kids. I remember how she said, you know, we're so pleased to be offering these vaccinations to children. Like, they can't wait to kill.
Yeah.
They are,
yeah, I mean, I'm
just wicked.
Most people can't see these people for what they are, what's really happening.
Well, time's getting, you know, we're running out of time. People have to wake up, and they are. They're getting slammed in the face now. If they don't wake up, they're not going to make it. It's just that simple.
They're not going to make it, no, because they're unwilling to face the fact that there are demons actually among us in human form. I'm fully convinced of that at this point in time.
Well, yeah. I mean, what do you think any creature created by Lucifer would be?
Exactly.
Of course, they're demons. They've got demonic souls. The guy, the Chabad Lubavitch leader, Rabbi Schneerson, that demon-infested, disgusting creature, he had said something about non-Jews being from three separate satanic spheres, and only Jews are holy. So if you understand that everything that comes out of their mouths is a Luciferian reversal, you then understand that the Jewish souls are from three different kinds of satanic spheres. And that the
keep doing what you're doing. Keep trying to get the word out, because you got to pound this into people's heads. They won't accept this, the fact that their minds can't wrap around the quote-unquote reality of what's happening. And it's only going to get more wicked and evil and atrocious. It's bound to. It's got to. That's the method they're using.
Yeah. Yeah,
thank you for taking my call now, Janice.
You bet, and I thank you for the commentary, and I do think that you're right. The next year, possibly two, we're going to see some hellacious stuff happen in order to, you know, rock people's worlds so that they snap out of the trance. Alan in Texas, what would you like to share?
Oh, Janice, there are thousands of things we could talk about for months. But one thing that I wanted to call in about, well, you're talking about frequency and resonance and harmonics, you know. What does every major church have if they have these huge pipe organs that create this resonance and these harmonics, and it lulls you into a state of complacency to where you will tithe 10% of your earnings, you know, to the evil practices of whatever, you know, you might be involved in, you know. Frequencies, they can affect you. And that's just a very basic example of how frequencies, you know. It's like you sit down and you listen to pop organ music and, you know, and the harmonics and the frequencies and everything that go on with it, you know, the resonance that comes out of it. Yes, it puts you in a very calming state of mood, you know, a very suggestive, compliant state of mind. And that's just the very basics. There's no telling what they can do with the very high technology that they have today, and the very, very high frequencies that can affect us, or the ultra low frequencies. You know, the ELF. You know, the Schumann resonance. You know, they're screwing with and bastardizing everything in our natural environment and using it as a weapon against us.
Yes, exactly. Well, they know that we're beings of frequency. You know, and the natural frequencies of this earth are beneficial for us. So, yeah, they're doing everything they can to interfere with that. And acoustics, harmonics, all right, these things are extremely important in terms of mind control, in terms of controlling people or killing people. All right, the,
yes,
you know,
ma'am.
this is weaponry that doesn't belong on the earth. I keep saying this, but you guys are walking around with it in your flipping pockets.
Oh, I'm not, Janice. I basically live on Gilligan's Island. I'm one of those people who I had a very, very scary smart friend in the 1980s, Valdek Torrent of my high school class, who told me what the internet was going to do in the mid-1980s. And you know, folks, I'm not so stupid that I don't know how to work a computer or a smartphone. I don't want to have the technology. I've sat back and watched what it's done to the world around me. And it's pretty much exactly what my very, very, very super scary smart friend told me it was going to do. It was going to take control of people. And you know, I'm paraphrasing a lot of what he told me, because I had some long discussions with him when we were in college. He double majored in math and physics. You know, went on. I know he was working for DARPA because he died in a one car accident in Boulder, Colorado. You know, home of DARPA and all that other crap. I know what he was involved in, and I've kept myself out of it, and I've watched what it's done to society. And Janice, I don't like it in the very least.
I get you. I'm really feeling you, and I'm resonating with everything you say. In fact, I wish that you would email me, Alan, so that I could be in contact.
Janice, I've never sent an email, a text, or clicked a link on a computer.
Oh shoot!
I have seriously. I've never. People can't understand someone like me in today's world. I've never done that, folks. And I've got friends around me that can tell you, it's like, no, he has never really done that.
I believe you. How are you talking to us? On a landline, a land telephone?
I'm on a landline at the moment, and I listen by other means that I almost hate bringing up, because when I bring up my means of communication, I lose them. And I can't just go to another website, you know. I've got other ways of listening that aren't involved with the digital or the computerized world. Let's just say that.
All right. Well, if there's a way that I can make contact with you, if there's a way you can communicate with
the station has my phone number. I'm sure Frank has it there somewhere. Or, you know, I do a show tomorrow morning.
You call in.
And, you know, you can get my number from the station. I'll give them, you know, a free license to give you my number. You know, I'm sure they have it there somewhere.
All right, Alan, you're a host on this station?
Yes, ma'am. Have been here for a little more than 8 years every Sunday morning.
What time? Sorry, friends.
8 to 10 Central Time.
Oh, that's okay.
Republic of Texas Radio. Actually, I'm a co-host. My friend Steve is actually the host, but I ride along with him every Sunday, and we have not missed hardly a show. So.
All right. Frank is saying he's not sure where to look for your number.
All right. Hey, Frank. When Janice drops me off, and I'll drop off right here. Just hang on, and I'll give you my number, and you can send it to Janice if you want.
That'd be so great. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you, Alan. Good to connect. I appreciate hearing from you. Thank you.
Take care, my friend.
Take care. I'll be honest with you, friends. I don't listen to radio. I don't listen because I'm constantly reading. I'm constantly researching, writing books, writing blogs, you know, doing my radio show, creating web pages to put out my information, creating webinars. So I do not listen to the radio, and it's a shame because it sounds like Alan is somebody I would want to listen to if I did listen to radio. So these are all very important things for people to understand about the frequency control that's involved in the wireless grid and the wireless devices. And beyond the control is the possibility to kill instantaneously. And I did want to talk about this article that I was reading. I think if we could skip the break, Frank, if that's possible, because I know we're coming up to the break here. Coming back to the topic of Maui and this Israeli guy that allegedly had 7 businesses in Lahaina that were torched to the ground and that had no feelings about it, except being enthusiastic about rebuilding. The rest of the article was also very interesting because they tried to make this guy out to be a hero. So, as the story goes, He was barbecuing with friends. He had closed all of his businesses because of the wind. And he was at a barbecue with all of his Israeli friends, I guess. And they started seeing smoke, and then it got bad, and they decided to quickly get in a car. Nine of them got in one car, allegedly, and eight of them got in another car with a generator. Like, somehow they had the presence of mind to grab a generator, and all of this fit into two cars. This is how the story goes. And they headed for Kaanapali, where miraculously they found a hotel that would let them stay. Okay. After he dropped off all of his Israeli friends, and I guess the generator too, he went back to pick up other Israeli Jews. This is what the story says. Until he had gathered all 30 of them and brought them to safety. Now, I'm willing to bet you that these are the guys that are responsible for pulling off what just happened in Lahaina. There's other articles where Jews are bragging about how none of their people were harmed. And in fact, you will see that none of their properties were harmed, despite the story about this guy who allegedly had seven businesses. In fact, when I looked up the guy's name, I'm sure this is a fake name, but something said to me, Janice, find out what his name means. So I looked up his last name. I went and typed it in to Google Translate. And the Google Translate didn't really come up with anything. I was translating from Hebrew to English. But then at the bottom left-hand corner, it said something like, did you mean, and it wrote something in Hebrew. So I clicked on that. And you know what the name means? I burn. I burn. So they are telling people that, yes, they were the ones that did the burning. And it's even in this man's name that they're putting out to the public. I'm sure it isn't his real name. And this is how they operate. They did this on 8-8. Because everything they do is according to satanic ritual. Everything is a satanic ritual. And this was a human sacrifice, human and animal sacrifice, with which the Jews are extremely fond of, on a grand scale this time. We're talking about people being absolutely vaporized in a second. People finding bones in car seats, baby bones in car seats. People finding, somebody found the bones of a boy. He had laid his body over his dog to try to protect his dog from the fire. We're talking about immense cruelty, immense wickedness, making sure the schools were closed. Some people say the kids were sent home. Other people are saying the schools were closed, so the kids were home alone, some of them, while their parents went to work, and they were incinerated. These fires happened from the inside of people's homes and people's cars and people's boats. They were activated with the smart technology, which basically we're dealing with a microwave combustion event. In the meantime, the houses that were not on the hit list and a major hotel, Lahaina Resort, owned by Penny Pritzkin, Jew Penny Pritzkin, who just happened also to be a fundraiser for Obama, not so Hawaiian, Barack Obama. All right, her hotel was completely intact. Josh Green's house is completely intact. You can see the aerial views of, you know, the big estates along the coast, probably owned by celebrities, completely untouched. You can see the, you know, industrial areas completely untouched. Safeway, completely untouched. Only the homes of the people and the businesses of the Hawaiian people, these are the ones that were incinerated. The cars of the regular everyday people blown up, detonated with the use of the smart technology. And everybody, you know, everybody thinks it's so convenient. Hey, I got all my Wi-Fi, I got my smart car. I'm driving around like a king and a queen with all this technology. Are you really? Is that what you think you're doing? You know, you're killing things around you with your technology and with your car. Do you care? You know you're sitting ducks because you've been foolish enough to embrace this. You know, people have known for 100 years how deadly this technology is. All it takes is a quick look into the research. Read my books. Go to my Radiation Dangers website. Look it up. Look at what you're involved with. You got to decide which side you're on, friends. And if you decide to stick with it, you know, you're then on the side of evil. And the evil will take you out. It has no, you know, it's not selective in terms about who it murders. You see, at some point, everybody is eligible for destruction, even those who've been supportive of the evil agenda. They're going to be up. At some point, it's going to be up for them too. You cannot support evil without having consequences. And as I said this, it's not karma. There are natural consequences to what people are doing. If you bring this shit into your house, if you welcome a smart car into your life, either they'll kill you through the microwaves or they'll kill you through detonating. We'll be back again next week, folks. Thank you so much for listening. Take good care.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.